place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
What do you say, Ab? Are they ripe?
Tell you in a minute. That one is. So is that.
Ab, will you stop eating them? We can't sell used apples.
How else am I going to tell if they're ripe?
Let me have one.
That one sounded a little mushy.
That was my head.
Well, that's right.
Come on down.
Yes, sir. I think the apples are ripe enough to pick.
Good.
And so are the bananas.
The what?
I found it growing right next to the oranges.
What oranges?
The ones on the branch below the hard-boiled eggs.
Look, will you?
Is it all right if I eat my lunch now?
Later.
Hey, maybe I can find a papaya.
Yes, maybe you can find another job.
I'm not looking for one.
Well, you keep bugging me and you will be.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now the next thing...
I don't mean to keep bugging you.
Well, then don't. Now, tomorrow...
I'm just trying to cheer you up.
And just why do I need cheering up?
Well, if I had a crop of apples like this, I'd be depressed, too.
Look, Eb, did you get the pickers?
No, sir.
Why not?
I don't know what kind to get. Apple pickers, hard-boiled egg pickers, orange pickers, banana pickers, or coconut pickers.
Where did that come...
I guess George threw it down. You can come down now, George. George? Holy smoke, my monkey escaped.
What monkey?
That one. Hey, George, you came back. Hey, you're not George. What happened to George? Oh, I forgot. It's George's day off.
Oh, hi, Miss Douglas. I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I'm in kind of a hurry.
Why, I just want to ask you a question.
What is it?
No, that's not the question. Would you like to ask me something else?
You're the one who had the question.
I did? What is it? Oh, no, that was your question.
Look, I'll...
Now I know. Have you seen a monkey running around here?
A monkey? Oh, you mean George.
No, Clarence. It's George's day off. You see, he works for us down at the agricultural lab.
He works for you?
Yeah. See, the chief had this great idea. Well, it wasn't great. He hadn't had a great idea since, well, it wasn't such a great idea either.
Look, Mr. Kimball, I have to...
You know, there's a shortage of fruit pickers, and the chief's idea was to train monkeys to become pickers. Yeah, they learn easy, and they work for peanuts. That was the chief's joke.
Whose joke are you?
Well, you'd be happier with another county agent.
Yes, I would.
Oh, well, you don't have to make up your mind right now. Think it over.
Mr. Kimball, I was just on my way into Hooterville to see if I could hire some apple pickers.
Just a second. Ben Miller.
What about him?
About who?
Ben Miller.
Where did I hear that name before?
You just mentioned him.
Gee, I wonder why. Now I remember. Yeah, he's got a couple apple pickers picking pippins. And as soon as he's through, I thought I could send him over here to you.
Oh, that'd be fine. I need them badly. Now, you won't forget.
Forget what?
The apple pickers!
Oh, no, sir, I'm going to make a note of that. Right, two apple pickers for Mr. Oh, hello, Arnold. I thought that was Joey's paper route. What happened to him? Oh, he's sick, huh? Gee, that's too bad. Well, see you around.
Lisa!
What?
Oh, excuse me, I've got to answer the door.
Why? What did it say?
It didn't say anything.
Well, then why bother answering it?
Lisa, look, I got enough trouble without...
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Yes, I know.
Well, then why don't you answer it?
That's what...
It isn't polite to stand here and talk to somebody when you've got a knocker at the door.
Yes? What the... How did you knock on the door?
Thank you, Arnold. See you tomorrow.
What was that all about?
Well, Arnold took over the paper route from Joey. He wants to save up enough money to buy a color TV set.
A color TV?
He's tired of looking at the world in black and white.
Yes, I can see where that would be a big hang-up for him.
Mr. Ziffer said he already saved up $5.
Ooh, that's fine.
Of course, that's not enough to buy a color TV set.
Look, why doesn't he go to Las Vegas with the five and see if he can run it up?
Arnold doesn't gamble anymore since he lost all that money playing the horses.
Playing the...
This time, Mr. Ziffer is going to make him open up a bank account.
Harry, are you the fellow that I talked to about opening an account?
Yes, sir. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Will you have a seat, please?
Thank you.
Your name, please?
Ziffer. Fred Ziffer.
Is that the way you want the account to read?
No. I want it to read Arnold Ziffer.
Arnold?
It's my boy here.
Oh. We can't open an account for a pig.
Oh, now, Arnold, don't get upset. Remember, I've told you that the world is full of prejudice.
I didn't mean any offense, really.
Okay, everybody, freeze. This is a stick-up. Get the cash. Whoa. Oh.
Stick the money in there, mister.
Now, just a minute. You can't...
Sit down. Just relax, Pop. How you doing?
Okay, let's go.
Just a minute. Okay, let's have it.
Let's have it, will you? Come on, let's have...
Knock it off. Knock it off. Okay, now don't nobody try to follow us or you'll get hurt.
Hello? Hello? Get me the sheriff, quick.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a 1952 gray coupe. This car was used in a bank robbery in Pixley. Approach with caution. The two occupants are armed and believed dangerous. 10-4.
Hold it, Barney.
What's the matter now, Clyde?
I'm beat. Why did we have to ditch the car?
You heard the radio. They had a description of it.
What are we gonna do?
We gotta find us a place to hole up in until the heat's off.
I know I should have never let you talk me into this heist. How much did we get?
$67.
You said the bank was gonna have the payroll from the sawmill.
That's it.
$67?
Plus the $5 I got from the pig. Come on. Watch it. Hey, look.
Holy smoke. Tobacco Road.
It's perfect. Just the kind of place we're looking for. Come on.
I don't hear nothing.
Then open up the door. What's the matter? What you want to break it for?
He didn't break it. It always comes off.
Who are you?
I'm the lady of the house. Oh, you must be the fellows Mr. Kimball said. You were supposed to go right to the orchid.
The orchid?
Where they grow the apples.
Oh, the apple orchid.
Yes, well, aren't you the apple picklers?
Yeah, that's right, lady. We're the apple picklers.
Would you like to have some coffee before you go to work?
Sure, sure.
Excuse me. What's an apple pickler?
Something you do in New York, you dummy.
Get up something, Barney. There's something fishy about this place. And that chick in the fancy negligent. I got a feeling that we should blow.
What's the matter with you? You couldn't find a better hideout than this.
I don't know, Barney. I don't know.
You've done all right with me so far, haven't you?
Oh, sure. Great. $67.
72.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about the pig's five spot.
Here's your coffee.
Hold it. What is this?
Well, I didn't know how much water you wanted.
Are you putting us on?
Putting you on what?
Lady, ain't I seen you someplace before?
I've been there.
Using you to do a fan dance in Chicago under the name of Fat Mama Brown?
I don't think I've ever been in Chicago under that name.
Fat Mama used to run a bookie joint.
Yeah. You got a horse room here?
Yes. It's outside in the barn, but the car uses it because we don't have a horse.
Hey, where you going?
To get you some cream and sugar for your coffee.
Look, lady, we don't need any.
Who's that?
That must be the paper boy. Would you let him in, please?
Yeah.
All right, kid, let's...
It's the pig!
Do you know Arnold?
We never seen him before in our life.
Well, he seems to know you.
Who are you gonna believe, me or the pig?
Out.
Out! Beat it.
Well, you don't have to be so mean.
Look, lady, we don't want any trouble.
Guess what happened in Pixley? Two guys held up the bank.
No fooling.
No, here, look at the picture.
Picture?
$10. You told me you only got five from him.
I did.
The pig says 10.
He's lying in his teeth.
How do I know? While I was sticking up that teller, you were putting a snatch on the pig.
Well, I guess we know now who the bad guys are.
That's right, lady. We're the bad guys. Now just sit down and keep your yap shut.
What's my yap?
Sit down.
Well, I just asked because I wanted to know what I have to keep shut.
Down!
Wait till my husband gets home and finds out how you were yelling at me.
When your husband gets home, we'll take good care of him.
You wouldn't shoost him, would you?
What's shoost?
What's yap?
I think it means knock him off.
Oh, wouldn't we?
Lisa!
That your husband?
Oh, no. That's... Harry, my next-door neighbor.
Yeah? Well, get rid of him. And one wrong word from you and he gets it.
What's the wrong word so I wouldn't say it so he wouldn't get it?
Just get rid of him!
Lisa, did you hear about the...
Oh, hello there, Harry.
Harry?
How are things on your farm next door, Harry?
What are you talking about?
Well, you better go home, Harry, because we won't be able to do any knocking this afternoon because your wife is looking for you.
Lisa.
Bye, Harry.
Lisa, is something wrong?
Yes. We're through, Harry.
You might be through with Harry, but I'm still your husband.
Husband, huh?
Who are you?
That's Barney and that's Clyde.
The bank robbers! I heard about it on the radio. That's what I came in to tell you.
Well, you didn't have to come and tell me because they were here and I already knew it. If you want to run along and tell anybody else...
Now, nobody's going no place. Not a boat of you. Sit down, huh?
Yeah, sit down.
We'd better do what they say. Did they hurt you? Are you all right?
Well, I don't exactly feel like singing and dancing like Fat Mama Brown.
Fat Mama... Look, what do you want?
We just want to hole up for a couple of days. Now, if you two cooperate and don't give us no trouble, nobody will get hurt.
There won't be any trouble.
Good. Lady, make us something to eat.
There'll be trouble.
What would you like?
Do you know how to make hotcakes?
Oh, boy.
Make us some.
Look, fellas, why don't I just send out for a hamburger?
Shut your yap.
There goes that word again.
Look, if you take my advice...
We don't need any advice from you.
Well, somebody's bound to find out you're here.
Nobody knows we're here, except you two and the pig. And he ain't gonna tell nobody.
Arnold, will you shut up? I'm trying to read my paper.
What's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know. He's all shook up since they took his $5 away from him.
He sounds like he's trying to tell you something.
Well, whatever it is, I ain't interested. Nah, Arnold, you can't use the phone. Why don't you get your ball and bat and go on out and hit a few fungos?
What makes them proof like that?
I often ask the same question.
Will you shut up? What do you got in them?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
It's a secret recipe that was handed down in my family from father to son. My father didn't have a son, so that's how I got it. Do you want to try one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Rose!
Lady, give him back his gun, or Harry gets it.
Harry, what do you think?
Give him back his gun!
His may not be loaded.
Give him back his gun!
Don't you want to try and jump him?
Will you please give him back his gun?
Well, here you are.
You try that again and
you touch her and I'll...
Sit down.
Dish out them bloopers.
Mr. Douglas, did you hear about the two bank robbers that held up the... Hey, you caught them.
If I caught them, how come they've got the guns?
Oh. Well, as long as you're having lunch, I'll be running along.
Hey, kid, sit down.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Sit down.
Ab, you better do what they say. He's got itchy finger triggers.
No, ma'am. You mean itchy trigger figures. Fringin' tiggers.
Will you two knock it off? You, sit down. You, keep cooking.
So you're the two big men that stole the $20 from Arnold.
20? It was only $5.
Arnold said it was 10 in the papers.
I don't care what he said. Who's going to listen to a stupid pig?
Arnold, what are you doing in here? Get away from that phone. If you want to make a call, it'll cost you 10 cents. Have you got it? No IOUs. Why don't you go home and use Fred's phone? Now get. My phone bill's high enough without pigs coming in here and making calls. Hello, Sarah. Who was Arnold trying to call? Now, who does he know in Philadelphia?
That's right. Block off County Road, then send a couple of men to Simpson Swamp. And then you better... Wait a minute. Will you please be quiet? Now, we'll get your $5 back as soon as we catch those two crooks. Go cry on somebody else's shoulder. Sorry, Jack. Now, you better station a car at the junction of Highway 6 and 14. Then station another one around 9 by the railroad.
These are good. Just like my mother used to make.
No wonder you turned out the way you did.
What do you mean by that crack?
Will you finish? I'm starved.
Okay, okay, sit down.
Let's have a stack of them things, huh?
Did you hear something?
No, I didn't hear anything.
I'm not talking to you.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not talking to you either. Hey, Bonnie, did you hear anything?
No.
I thought I heard a kind of a grunting sound.
Yes, thank you. Just got a tip on a couple of suspicious-looking characters over at Crabwell Corners. Now, I want you to take a couple of men and get over there as soon as you... Look, I thought I told you...
What is that?
It's the money from the bank. Where did you get this? Follow that pig.
All right. Where's the bag?
What bag?
The bag with the loop in it.
If somebody stole your bag, maybe I ought to go and call the police.
You ain't calling nobody. Now, which one of you took it?
We haven't got your money.
Well, no one else was here.
Look, Barney, why don't we forget it? I don't like this whole setup. Let's get out of here.
Not without the loot.
What loot? A lousy 67 bucks?
It was 72 counting the five I got from the pig.
Arnold said it was 10.
I heard it was 20.
If you've been holding out on me...
Clyde, what are we arguing about? For crying out loud... Hey, I got an idea. Let's take the rock.
That can't be for real.
Yeah, that's right. That's just a piece of cheap costume jewelry.
Then why is it insured for $42,000?
Lisa, you didn't have to tell me.
Thank you.
Oliver, don't let them take my ring.
Well, they wouldn't have taken it if you hadn't told them it was worth $40,000.
42.
Let's go.
Let's go? In what?
You got a car?
Yes.
Let's have the keys.
Gladly.
Let's have them, lady.
Never.
Lady? That ain't Fort Knox.
Lisa, give him the keys.
No.
What do you need the keys for? If you were any kind of crooks, you'd be able to jump the wires to start the car.
How do you do that?
Don't you ever watch educational TV?
Come on, give us the keys. All right, back up.
You heard him. Back up, back up. All right, drop your guns.
Sheriff, how did you know they were here?
Arnold tipped us off.
He said he wouldn't tell anybody.
If you knew anything about pigs, you'd know they all squealers. Oliver. How can you go to sleep with what you got on your mind?
I haven't got anything on my mind. Good night.
Well, some people go to sleep easier than others.
Yes, they do, and I wish I was one of them.
Then it doesn't bother you that the pig was a hero and you were a chicken.
What are you talking about?
You just stood there while the crooks were taking my ring without doing anything.
I did something. I shook pretty good.
Well, it's a fine thing. You were shaking while they were taking.
Lisa, they had guns.
If you spend a little more time watching television, you would know how to handle a situation like this. All you had to do was kick one fellow's gun out of his hand and give the other one a club with your karate.
Yes, I would have, but I didn't have my karate with me. Now may I go back to sleep?
Well, if it weren't for Arnold, I wouldn't have my ring. You ought to do something very nice for him.
Yeah, I won't eat any bacon for a week.
Even though you didn't save me, I still love you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't feel as safe as I used to.
Good night.
Oliver, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I'm glad that you didn't do anything with the guns because you mean much more to me than that ring does.
I'm glad.
Anyway, the ring is insured for $42,000, so if they took it, it wouldn't be any loss.
I told you that.
Forgive me. I was wrong. I love you.
And I love you. May I go to sleep?
Yes, darling. Good night.
Good night.
Oliver!
What?
How much are you insured for?
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.